This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about AstraZeneca, or rather the headlines surrounding the AstraZeneca vaccine, with, of course, the second round of registrations opening up yesterday for senior citizens and the rate of pickup for that going rather slower than the first time round, and also reports of underdosing. We're going to be exploring both of these issues with Assistant Professor Dr. Farhan Rusli, Public Health Medicine Specialist. We'd like to know also, though, have you registered? Did you help someone to register, perhaps? What have your experiences been like with that? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. So, yes, as mentioned, joining us now, we have Dr. Farhan. Thank you so much for speaking with us. To start off, what were your observations on this second round of AstraZeneca registrations over the weekend?
So as you know, that the AstraZeneca vaccines have been an opt-in version where people now have to register themselves to get the slots. In comparison to the first tranche of the vaccines, we do not see the uptake to be as tremendous as the first session. However, this can be understood because the second session, which is happening today, it shows that more than 60 years old are the ones who are allowed to be given the vaccines. So perhaps there is a gap in the way that people register themselves. Perhaps they do not know how to register. And we see that the uptake is much slower than the first time we did it.
So you did, you know, as you just said, maybe some of the senior folks might not know how to do that registration. The government has announced that senior citizens can sign up now at district offices. Do you know how effective this is in terms of boosting registrations?
So I think in order for us to know about boosting registrations, we must compare it with the amount of uptake that is already taken. We might say that we've gone on road shows, we've gone to the villages to get people to get registered. But in the end, it's not only about getting people to register, but making sure that after registration, that these people actually come and get the vaccines. As we know about the AstraZeneca vaccines, for people who are age 59 years old and above, where the risk of any adverse effects are extremely low, this must be taken up by all these senior citizens. Why? Because they are the ones at the highest risk of developing severe COVID. They are the ones who will actually require ICU if they end up getting COVID. So as all the viral videos that have shown about people collapsing, even in a low-risk center in MyApps, we have to take this initiative to get people vaccinated. So have these programs been successful? I say registration is not only key, but also ensuring those people who we have registered, perhaps our parents, we must make sure that we get them to the vaccination centres. So it's no longer about registration, but also getting them vaccinated as well.
So let's talk about that gap, right? Why do you think it exists? Why are the people not turning up for appointments, even though they have signed up for the vaccine?
Okay, so we have to know something. When we register something for someone, it means that they perhaps are not as tech-savvy as the people who is registering for them. So perhaps they don't even notice the messages that are coming into their own phone and read that their vaccination slot has been taken, or perhaps they do not know that how to get about to the vaccination center, because we cannot assume that the people who we are targeting know exactly what to do. So that's where I think we have to buck up and we have to enhance ourselves in ensuring that once we help our next door neighbor who's probably 70, 75 registering for the vaccine, we got to make sure that we follow up and we bring them to the vaccination center to get them vaccinated. And this can be done in small communities, in rural areas, and also in urban centres where perhaps there are a large number of retirees in that area, that a movement that registers these people into getting the vaccine also ensures that they actually go and get themselves vaccinated.
So speaking of that, is there anything that the government can be doing to ensure that more people actually receive their shots? Should they be providing transport, for example?
I always say that no matter who we are, whether we are the government or the people, there will always be room for improvement. To look at it from the government point of view, if we can ship people out to get them to vote during elections, we can ship people out to get them getting vaccinated. So we must look into that area. Second, when we talk about the people and the community's responsibility, we must do our part. We cannot just blame or point our fingers or wait for the government to actually act and move us there. As much as we can, we have to do what we can in the community to get our community vaccinated.
So in the community then, who should be taking charge to ensure that the seniors around us get vaccinated?
So I think this is a very important question. You have to look at yourself. And that's the person who plays the biggest role. So you have to look at yourself and look who is the people that you know who's 60 years old and above. If they are your parents, make sure they get registered and make sure they get vaccinated. If you know your uncle or your aunties who's 60 years old and above, call them up. Ask them, have you gotten yourself registered? Get yourself the vaccine. Get yourself vaccinated. You have to do this. And if every single younger generation who's more tech-savvy does their role and get people who they know are 60 years old and above to get themselves registered and ensuring that they show up at the vaccination centres to get themselves vaccinated, we will probably sell these out like hotcakes, exactly like what we did during the first round of the AstraZeneca opt-in options.
So on a related note about the AstraZeneca rollout, over the weekend, we saw some pretty alarming reports about people claiming to have received an underdose of the vaccine. Are you concerned about these reports?
Well, I'm sure that there are some reports, and I am sure that the Ministry of Health and also the CITF would open up investigations to firstly establish if it's true. Secondly, there is always room for user error. So we cannot say that everything would be perfect. There will be hiccups down the road. And for those who are worried, they can definitely call the CITF and actually call up the PPV centres that they actually got their vaccination shots from to get more information. But although that's the case, people should not be alarmed, because that's why we have a second dose of the vaccines, so that we can actually have seroconversion and also build up the immunity later. Although I've looked at the papers, there are not many studies that actually emphasize on the what happens if a little amount of vaccine is not given to its full amount. But what I can say is any amount of vaccine that's being administered will definitely trigger an immune response in the body. But we have to be more vigilant. We do have the responsibility, or we also have the right to ask the person who's administering the vaccine, how many meals are you giving it to me? And we can double check. And all this information is available online. So we must not only assume that the person who's doing it knows what they're doing, but we can also help the system by just double checking. In this way, we make sure that the system is much, much smoother.
And what do you think about how the government has responded to these reports, right? Because we've heard of anecdotes where people weren't allowed to then take videos during their vaccination.
So I'm sure that this happened because of the viral videos that has gone looking at the vaccine doses and seeing that, oh, it might not be the right amount. However, I am sure there are multiple parameters that plays a role in this. I am not one to assume without proper concrete evidence. And I am sure that the CITF and the Ministry of Health is doing whatever they can, and I'm sure they're investigating the reports. Here, I think there's a reason why the Ministry does not actually want people to keep on spreading viral videos. It's because we do not want to deter people from getting vaccinated. We do not want to deter people from having second thoughts and fear of getting themselves vaccinated. Because you have to understand that this is a long game. And the reason why we are doing this is because we want to achieve the herd immunity. And we hope that small hiccups are not overly exaggerated that actually deters a larger population from getting themselves vaccinated.
And finally, it was reported yesterday that medical personnel who are assisting with the vaccination effort under Protect Health Malaysia, they'll now need to show that filled AstraZeneca vaccine syringe to the recipients before they vaccinate them, and also after it's been administered. So what should these recipients be looking out for?
I think, we number one, we just have to be friendly. We just have to ask them, what vaccine am I getting? After knowing the vaccine that you're getting, you can ask them again, what is the dosage that you're administering to me? So this is actually information that should be told to you. They must tell you what they are putting inside you. And it's not a secret. And I am sure if you ask, they will actually tell you. And if you do need to see, they can actually show it to you. It's not a big issue.
Dr. Farhan, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Assistant Professor Dr. Farhan Rusli, Public Health Medicine Specialist at the International Islamic University Malaysia. And we've been talking about the second round, the second rollout of registrations for AstraZeneca, as well as some reports and videos circulating of people receiving less than the usual amount, right? Getting underdosed. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts, your experiences. Did you register when the second round opened up? Did you help someone register, perhaps? What has your experience been like in total? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.